dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5. Coming up, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. But right now it's time for...
You Big Dummy!
Another special edition of You Big Dummy. We are counting down, getting our finalists ready to go, and we will crown Dummy of the Year. So we've got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. By the way, these are the winners from last year, April through June. Every week champion from April through June. Here we go.
Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one.
Managers of a Sonic fast food eatery have a request for customers. Don't smoke marijuana while ordering. Customers at the Sonic drive-thru in Mississippi snapped photos that went viral online after the restaurant posted a sign about its marijuana policy. The sign reads, quote, "Attention! If you are smoking weed in the drive-thru, you will not be served. Please show some common courtesy and smoke and air out before pulling up to order." Store manager Yasmin Freeman said the sign was posted in March after a customer at the drive-thru blew marijuana smoke in the face of an employee who was a minor. Freeman said the sign appears to have been effective, as well as serving as a conversation topic for amused patrons. There are a lot of pictures have been taken about it, she told the Sun-Herald newspaper.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, da ba da ba da.
A Massachusetts woman, concerned about the possible discontinuing of Necco wafers, offered to trade her Honda Accord for some of the candy. Necco chief executive Mike McGee said in March that 395 workers could end up laid off if the company can't find a buyer. And the company, which has been making the colorful wafers since 1847, could close down in May. The news sent many Necco fans into a frenzy to stockpile their favorite candy. Necco sales spiked more than 50%. Necco wafers are up 63%, says wholesaler candystore.com. Among them was Katie Samuels, 23, a Florida resident, who has been eating wafers since she was a child. Samuels attempts to strike an unusual deal with candystore.com. "I offered to trade my 2003 Honda Accord for all of their stock," she told the Boston Globe. "I knew it was kind of a silly thing to say, but I'm serious. I don't have much right now, so I was like, I've got this car and I want all that candy, so maybe I should consider it." Candystore.com ultimately decided to pass on Samuels' offer. Samuels said she was able to buy about 48 rolls of Necco wafers with her credit card.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
Dummy number three was sent to us by multiple listeners, including John Thomas, Hawk of May, and Derek the truck driver. A Florida woman who was arrested blamed the cocaine in her purse on the wind. The woman, 26, was one of two passengers in a car that had been stopped for erratic driving. According to the police report, an officer approached the car, smelled an odor of marijuana coming from inside. During a search of the car, the officer found cocaine and marijuana in separate bags inside the purse in her lap. When questioned about the drugs, she admitted that the marijuana was hers, police said, but the cocaine was a different story. "I don't know anything about any cocaine," she said. "It was a windy day. It must have flown in through the window and into my purse." She was booked in a county jail on one count felony of count of cocaine possession. And a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession. She was released later on bond.
But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four.
Security cameras at a Chinese phone shop were rolling when a dog took control of a three-wheeler cab and crashed through the wall of the business. The footage shows customers and workers quickly darting out of the way as a taxi cab crashes through the wall and store displays. The cab driver said he left his dog alone in the vehicle and left the engine running, and the canine apparently knocked the cab out of park, sending it crashing through the store.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five.
Police in Oregon said a suspect led them on a chase while riding a stolen motorcycle with the vanity plate reading ex-felon, X-F-E-L-O-N. The Springfield Police Department said Brooke Antoine Williams, 35, was recognized Wednesday by an officer in the parking lot of an Albertson store. The officer determined Williams, a convicted felon, had a warrant for his arrest on a parole violation related to an unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Williams sped off on his Ducati motorcycle while the officer waited to be joined by a patrol officer in a marked car. The officer followed Williams in an unmarked car and made a note of the ex-felon license plate, which bore expired North Dakota tags. The patrol officer joined the pursuit, and Williams fled at speeds of up to 85 to 100 miles per hour down side streets until he reached a dead end and got off the vehicle. Police arrested Williams, who claimed he hadn't been riding the motorcycle. Police discovered the bike had been reported stolen in June of 2017. The ex-felon plate had not been on the motorcycle at the time of the theft, leading us to believe that whoever stole the bike put the plate on it. Springfield Police Lieutenant Scott McGee told the Springfield Register, since these guys make license plates in prison, you would think he'd be a little more creative.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number six. Dummy number six.
Dummy six! An Iowa man says his dog inadvertently shot him while they were roughhousing on Wednesday. 51-year-old Richard Remy of Fort Dodge told police he was playing with his dog, Baloo, on the couch and tossed the dog off of his lap. He says that the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up and must have disabled the safety on the gun in his belly band and stepped on the trigger. The gun fired, striking one of Remy's legs. He was treated at a hospital and released later that day. Remy told the Messenger newspaper that Baloo is a big wuss and laid down beside him and cried because he thought he had done something wrong.
Dummy number seven, dummy number seven, dummy number seven.
Police were called to investigate a shouting match and found a man arguing with a parrot. A resident in Lowrach near the Swiss border called the emergency number Monday to report his concerns about loud shouting from a next-door apartment that had been going on for some time. Officers sent to the scene found there was a loud argument going on, but it was between a 22-year-old man and a parrot. The man told them that he had been annoyed with the bird, which belonged to his girlfriend. The parrot responded by being shouted at with loud noises of his own. Police said it couldn't speak, but It could bark like a dog. Since no one was hurt, the officers left.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight.
Fake promotional gold bars apparently appeared so much like the real thing that someone broke into a Western Michigan flooring shop to take them. WXMI-TV reports the owner of Old to Gold Hardwood Floors arrived to find his store robbed. Foam rubber gold bars featuring the company's logo were strewn about. A rock had been used to break through the window at around 2 a.m. on Sunday. The burglar was seen on surveillance video roaming through the shop. Employee Nick Butler tells WZZM-TV that the thief may have walked past the window, saw a stack of bars, and thought, wow, someone forgot to put these gold bars away. The squeezable bars are stress relief novelty items. Butler says the company's motto is stress-free flooring.
I'll spell it for you. M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number nine, dummy number nine, dummy number nine.
A surprised onlooker captured video of a truck that drove off with an archway attached to its roof after apparently misjudging a clearance. The video, recorded on an Indonesian road, shows the truck traveling with the top of the archway balancing on its roof. The truck also totes one of the archway's support beams. The truck's hazard lights were on. It was unclear whether the apparently accidental property damage was reported to police. All right. We'll take a break here. We've got more dummies to... We have four more dummies to choose from. And then with this, I realize that this is tough because these are all good. These were all the week's winners from April through June, but we got to narrow it down. We got to crown a dummy of the year. So we got four more dummies stories to read, and then we shall vote. And you will be our third vote. Yeah, and that's coming up after the news, which is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 has your morning drive. It's Friday. As you can tell, we're doing our regular Friday features. Straight Out of Context is coming up. Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll dive into some funky Fly Jams Friday. But right now, we got to get back to narrowing down our finalists as we climb the mountain to crown the dummy of the year on You Big Dummy!
Dummy number 10, dummy number 10, dummy 10, dummy.
An off-duty FBI agent dancing wildly accidentally shot a man in the leg when the agent tried to pick up the gun that fell from his holster as he performed a handstand, Denver police said. I saw this. I remember this video. Bystander recorded a video of the incident involving the unnamed agent, which authorities said took place early on Saturday. In a statement, the Denver Police Department said the agent was dancing at a nightclub when his firearm became dislodged from his waistband holster and fell to the floor. When the agent retrieved his handgun, an unintended discharge occurred. Another bar patron was hit by the bullet in the lower leg, sustaining a non-life-threatening injury, said the statement by department spokeswoman Marika Putnam. The agent was taken to police headquarters, Putnam said, and later released to the Federal Bureau of Investigation supervisor.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number 11, dummy number 11. 11 dummies.
Police in Florida shared body camera footage of a suspected car thief saying goodbye to his alleged accomplice, a monkey. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said that Cody Blake Hessian, 23, allegedly stole a car he found unlocked with the keys hidden under the floor mat. Deputies found Hessian after he apparently crashed the car into a ditch, and they were surprised to find he wasn't alone. A monkey was clinging to his body. It was quite a surprise, said Deputy Zachary Dendler. Hessian told deputies he purchased the primate named Monk about 4 years ago, but investigators found that he did not have a permit for the exotic pet. Hessian was arrested, grand theft auto charges along with possession of an exotic animal without a permit. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission transported the monkey to the Suncoast Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor. Poor Monk.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number 12. Dummy number 12. Dummy number 12.
Dummy number 12. Authorities say an Arkansas thief got his just desserts when he tried to pay for a meal using the waitress's stolen credit card. A police spokesman said in a news release that officers arrested the 20-year-old Shannon's restaurant. It was arrested in Shannon's restaurant in Pine Bluff. The man had provided a credit card after his meal, and when waitress Flora Lunsford looked at it, she discovered that it was the same card that had been stolen from her car earlier in the week. The man is being held at the Jefferson County Jail in lieu of $2,840 bond on forgery and theft by receiving charges. Jail records do not list an eternity.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number 13, dummy number 13, dummy number 30.
Police in Massachusetts said a shoplifter who used Play-Doh to circumvent security alarms at a Walmart store left a fingerprint in the squishy toy. The Leicester Police Department said a man attempted to thwart anti-theft devices at the Walmart store in the city by covering them in Play-Doh, but the alarm still sounded and the man fled. Walmart employees subsequently discovered anti-theft devices covered in Play-Doh discarded behind the store. Police discovered one of the pieces of Play-Doh contained a fingerprint believed to be from the suspect, and the department shared a photo of the fingerprint on March 29th. The department said Monday that the Connecticut Forensics Laboratory contacted investigators in April to reveal the prints match Dennis Jackson, 55. The police said that Jackson, who has warrants for his arrest in New York, or New Jersey and Pennsylvania, was arrested and is being held without bail at the Worcester County Jail and House of Corrections. The LPD has filed charges in its investigation, and the suspect will be arraigned in court in the near future, the police department said in a Facebook quote.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right. You know, Dan, when we do this at every year, it's just so tough because these are the winners.
Right.
You know, every week these guys won. This was between April and June. These were all the weekly winners between April and June, and we have to narrow it down. So let me recap, and then the third vote will be from one of you listeners at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let me do the recap. We've got all the people blowing weed in the Sonic drive-thru, so they had to put up a sign. We've got the woman who tried to trade her car for Necco wafers. We've got the woman who said that wind blew cocaine into her purse. The cab driver who left his car running and his dog drove it through a storefront window. We got the guy who led a high-speed chase on a motorcycle with a plate that read ex-felon. We got the man who got shot while playing with his dog. The man who was arguing with his parrot so loudly the police were called, with a parrot, not his parrot. It was his girlfriend's parrot. That's why they were yelling at each other. A guy who broke into a place that looked like it had gold bars only to find out that they were stress relievers. The guy who hit an archway in his truck and kept driving from his roof. The agent whose gun went off while he was dancing and doing handstands. The guy stealing a car with his pet monkey. The man caught paying for his meal with the waitress's stolen credit card, and the guy who was caught because the Play-Doh he left on the anti-theft devices had his fingerprints on it. Quite a gathering of dummies, may I say so, Dan?
You may say so.
Thank you. All right, where are you leaning? Because this is not easy.
Yeah. I always like it when the cops are able to throw in jokes into the story. So the ex-felon, you know, about making a license plate is, you know, hilarious. With the golden bar ones, it's like, you know, I wonder slash hope that the person doing it would have been just like, are those golden bars? Why would they leave golden bars out? Yeah. Maybe they just left golden bars out, you know, and that back and forth before going in and then realizing they were just stress relievers.
And he was in some stress. He could have used them
yes,
at that time.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of animal stories this week.
Absolutely.
This round, as I pointed out with the original one with the Necco wafers, you know, you can sell your car to get money to buy Necco wafers. You don't have to.
Right.
But, you know, the wind blowing the cocaine into her purse. Yeah. You know, what bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the wind that blew cocaine in her purse. What do you guys think? We want to vote here at 312-981-7200. Which of these dummies do you think should go on to the finals and almost be crowned Dummy of the Year? Let me go through some of the ones that I liked. I still, you know, the video of the agent dancing around doing the handstands and then, you know, the gun, he picks the gun up and it goes off. That video is pretty special. I love the guy stealing the car and he's got a monkey. And the cops said that was a fun discovery. Like, oh, they discovered a monkey and the monkey was clinging to him. The arguing with the parrot is also hilarious. The detail there is that it's his girlfriend's parrot and clearly the parrot doesn't like him and he doesn't like the parrot, but he has to put up with it because it's his girlfriend's parrot. The Sonic drive-thru, so many people blew weed that they actually had to put a sign up. I mean, that's strong. That's really strong. But you know what? Dan, I have to agree with you. I mean, if you're looking for the strictest definition of dumb, saying, I don't know what that's doing in here, the wind must have blown the cocaine into my purse, I have to agree with you. But we still want to get a third vote.
We had a Steve who couldn't hang on. He had voted for the FBI guy. So
the FBI guy dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, the FBI guy dancing. That was our third vote. But majority rules. And moving on to the semifinals, if that's what they're called, is the woman who said that cocaine blew into her purse because of the wind. So there we go. All right, we got two dummy finalists so far. And we'll do this again next week. Let's take a break here for the weather, and then we come back. We've got Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies to get underway. And so there you go. We continue to count down to Dummy of the Year. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Time for Straight Out of Context. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning, all the Friday features are happening. We're here till 5. Fly James Friday coming up in a little bit, too. But this is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. It's that simple. All right, Dan, shall we begin?
We shall begin. Peter in Decatur heard this one of Mike Stevens.
We want old school wood.
Come on, bro, Ham. You know better than that. I haven't seen Broham in a long time.
Yeah.
But he's you can hear him every Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right here and outside the Loop Radio, where he wants old school wood. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Joe Brand.
I'm sure I satisfied no one with that.
That's funny. That's funny. Poor guy. All right.
Brian also sent in this one of Andy Mazur.
Those are pretty big melons there.
Whoa. Come on now. What? Come on, Andy. Jeez. Okay.
Jim heard this one of Brian Noonan.
There aren't too many that I've seen or that I've been exposed to.
Oh, man. Okay.
And another one of Brian from Jim.
We all do it.
Okay. Man, my listeners just have, they just really dive right into the deep end of dirty mind. They do. Because that was a pretty simple statement, but there you go.
Kevin from Iowa emailed this one of Colin Suter.
It's a little harder than usual.
Now, to be fair, I believe he was talking about compiling a worst of list because 2018 was such a good film. By the way, I do want to take this opportunity. If people missed Monday morning, the podcast is up and it's out there. It's at WGNRadio.com. We did our full show. Colin Suter, Eric Childress, and I unveiled our favorite movies of 2008, our least favorite performances, all that stuff, subcategories, and it's all available, the full show where we take care of the movie year of 2018. And it's all available at WGNRadio.com on podcast. If you miss it, you should listen because it was a great show. It was a fun show. And it's, by the way, the last appearance that Colin Suter is going to have with us in a very, very long time. He may take it at least a year off from reviewing movies with us, and he is great. Contributed so much to this, to the show. Been contributing to the show and been doing the movie reviews with us for what has been 19 years that these guys have been working with me. And so we're going to miss Colin, but Jim Leskowski will join us officially beginning Monday morning. He will take Colin's place, and Jim Leskowski will be joining us every week to continue the movie reviews that we will do every Monday morning. But the Best Of show is available, and you should check it out at WGNRadio.com. Okay.
Brian sent in this one of John Williams.
She went to town on it.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay.
Wild Bill heard this one of you.
Me? Can I get that beaver tail? Oh, God. Now, beaver tail is what they call a pastry or something, or an elephant ear.
Yes.
That's what it was referred to in Canada, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a beaver. Can I get a beaver tail? All right.
Brian emailed this one of John Williams.
I used to do it, but my hips are kind of sore now. I can't anymore.
Do we know what he was talking about?
No, I forget what it was.
That's good, though. That's good. All right.
Devin sent in this exchange between Steve Cochran and John DeCoss.
Damn. So, John, in your world, a small is 12, a medium is 12 and a half, a large is 13.
Medium is 14. A large is 16.
Why would a medium be 2 inches larger than a 12?
My God. Oh, man. Okay.
Celine, Brian, Dirty Dave, Kathleen, and Rob heard this one of Mary Sandberg.
I like to eat a 10-inch.
Oh, man. No wonder so many people sent that one in. Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
And finally, our own Vic Vaughn sent in this one of you.
For my nuts. It's just my nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that, pal. There he is, giving me a salute. Thank you. Thank you, Vic. Just walked over to the camera to salute me from his desk where he's writing stories for his next newscast. All right. Well, there it is. That's Straight Out of Context. Again, listen every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to everybody on this station. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's move on to this thing.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
Ah, yes. It is time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody, at any time, mentions my name or talks about the show in any way or capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
One clip this week. Our three spies were Peter and Decatur, Celine and Mike. John Williams was talking about the Golden Globes, Bohemian Rhapsody winning, and how the people who dislike that movie really dislike that movie.
The thing that I enjoy about it, though, is the Richard Ropers of the world who don't like that movie and cannot get their heads around this phenomenon
of that movie. Literally, what was it that Roper tweeted last night? He said, there's two kinds of people in the world. Those that like that movie and those that I understand. He does not get it.
Nick DiGilio feels the same way.
And I don't have a dog in this hunt, but I'm enjoying watching them just fulminate about it because they can't take it anymore.
Yeah, it's the worst movie of the year. It was voted for me. It was on my top 10 worst movies list. I hate Bohemian Rhapsody. And the fact that it's getting all this acclaim, and, you know, that means it's probably going to get a Best Picture nomination. I mean, Rami Malek, I assumed, was going to get nominated for Best Actor. But this terrible, awful, stupid, cliched, predictable VH1 Lifetime movie that, you know, that's bad enough, but also to add insult to injury, completely insults the memory of Freddie Mercury by filling it with unbelievable inaccuracies that either never happened or happened in an entirely different way. It's one of the most insulting and historically inaccurate movies made about a real person ever made. And I totally blame Brian May and Roger Taylor. Let's get back at Freddie after he died because he basically got all the attention because he was the greatest frontman in the history of rock and roll. I don't know, but they approved everything that went into this movie, and 95% of the movie is a lie. So, yeah, it's making me nuts that it's getting all this acclaim. So, and I'm with Roper. I didn't know Roper disliked it. I'm right with Richard on this. There are people that like this movie and then people that I understand. And so, hey, Rich, I'm right with you, buddy. Right with you. God, I hated that movie. All right. Anyway, don't get me all steamed. Thanks, John. Thanks for bringing it up.